everybody. My name is Andrea Mwalula from Twend Education for All. And here is my testimonial regarding the marketing course we did with Ms. Chulu, Africana woman. I have to say that it has opened up my eyes and really made me appreciate and understand everything that is needed in terms of marketing your product or service, branding it, advertising it using social media and other platforms, but really so the collaborative spirit that existed amongst all the participants there was truly commendable and enabled us to freely share our challenges and questions and tensions that we might have had as well. So thank you, Chulu, and I would recommend the course to any woman that wants to further market her brand, her services, products, and really penetrate the Zambia regional and global market. You're going to get a deep insight into how to do it with an expert that has a passion for it all. Thank you, Chulu, and thank you, Africana woman.
Thank you, Andrea. Sis, the doors are open to enroll in our Rebirth course. As you heard from Andrea, this course helps you level up your personal or business brand. It is an online course, and this means that it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can benefit from this experience. So for 8 weeks, you will have live hands-on training, and it means you will not be sent a video to watch on your own, but you will have access to me directly to ask clarifying or personalized questions there and then. You will learn the BMCS framework, which is branding, marketing strategy, customer service, and social media. The best part is that you will use your brand or your business as a case study. As a result, by the end of the 8 weeks, you will have a detailed strategy, a blueprint that you can immediately implement. So to find out more about our Rebirth course, go to the show notes and find the link or visit AfrikanaWoman.com.
So in the Africana Woman community, we have a saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have 4 questions for you. I don't know if they're quick fire, but you can expand if you want. All right. So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
What am I rooted to? That's interesting. I would say my heritage. That's what I'm rooted to.
So what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
I love some meditation, some yoga, and a good meal, like depending on what I'm craving, whether it could be like a tom yum soup or it could be some sushi, just little bites of goodness.
Awesome. Okay, and then do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
I mean, it is kind of a superpower. I'm working on really making sure it's a superpower and not backsliding into it being a weakness, but I'm an empath. So I'm very like empathetic. I'm very like other people's energy affects me, whatever. And for the longest time, that can be something that is toxic, even for the person who is around it, because you're just like taking in everybody's energy, everybody's in good, bad. So, you know, I've also had to like work on that and turn it into something that's more positive, you know? So, yeah, I would say my empathy is my superpower.
Okay, and then what do you know as a certainty?
What do I know as a certainty? That we only have one life. And that one life can go off in different directions, have different paths. It's a journey. It's not linear, just like healing isn't linear. But you only have one, and you only have one chance. Like, I can't go back and be 25 again or 8 years old again. That's just not something that can happen. Not yet, anyway, in the world I live in. So yeah, you only have one life, and I think you have to embrace it. You have to take chances. You will fall, get back up, because, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's the only life that you have and the only life that you are given.
So well said.